go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. I couldn't be more pleased to say, joined by a friend of many years now, Tariq Fatah, a courageous Muslim in Canada, who has very much been a thorn in the side of Islamic supremacists there and has spoke, I think, quite courageously about what they're up to and why they must be resisted. Alas, I fear, the effect of the election in Canada may have very much the contrary effect, and we wanted to catch up with Tariq and talk with him about that. He is a columnist for the Toronto Sun, the author of Chasing a Mirage, The Tragic Illusion of an Islamic State. He also founded and is still associated with a most important organization, the Muslim Canadian Congress. Tariq, welcome back. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm sorry it's on this occasion, I must say. I did not think the outcome of the election was salutary, but I wanted to get your thoughts on it. And in particular, I spoke with one of your colleagues up there, a columnist for the National Post, Barbara Kay, yesterday, and she thought that the issue that broke late in the campaign about this face covering, the Muslim niqab, as it's called, played a factor in how the election came out. Did you agree?
Well, in a very indirect manner, because you know the party that was leading the polls, which is left of center New Democrats, who had a very stronghold in Quebec, which has a different political climate than the rest of English Canada. There, the leader of the NDP, in defending the right of Muslim women to cover their faces, boomeranged on him. And as a consequence, he lost 50 seats in that riding. Now the votes, because we have a parliamentary system here, there was a four-way split. There were four political parties in Quebec, and unfortunately, most of the vote that vanished from under the NDP went to a very well-crafted campaign by this young man, Justin Trudeau. That triggered, for the Liberal Party, and that gave him a very strong base over there.
But Justin Trudeau's position was similar, was it not, on the question of the niqab?
Absolutely, but as far as the NDP's position, it was perhaps, although I completely disagree, principled. The Liberal position usually was to measure the wind and go with the flow. So it's a very unprincipled party. Most people who join it are go there to look for favors. I've flirted with them for a few years, and I found that there was hardly any young liberal who joined the party for any conviction other than that it would be good for his or her career.
Let me ask you specifically, because you have been active in political affairs and policy, particularly with respect to the state of play with respect to Canadian freedoms and rights and those within the Muslim community, I call them Islamic supremacists, who would force them to submit, basically, to Sharia. Tariq Fatah, what are the implications, as you see it now, of Trudeau and his expediency-driven party for your struggle in this regard?
It's been a setback for us. Clearly, I won't mince words. My fear is that in the parliament that we have now, there is a Saudi-born member of parliament. There are two members who I clearly identify as representatives of the Iranian regime. Plus, there are two who are very close to the Pakistani embassy. So you now have at least, I would say, six or seven people. Few of them could end up in cabinet because what is it, the cabinet that the Prime Minister has committed to needs 50% women. And if you are a woman of color, plus an immigrant, plus a Muslim, chances are you'd be sitting in one of these women will be sitting in his cabinet. So it's dangerous. And you will imagine that his first action without being sworn in was to tell President Obama that he's pulling himself out of the fight against the Islamic State. And it was highly symbolic. It has never been Canada's history to ever retreat from a fight.
There is talk that Justin Trudeau will also throw open Canada's doors to immigration from particularly countries where this this sort of Sharia agenda is very much in evidence. There is also this question. You were speaking about Quebec a moment ago. We've talked earlier in the week with others about this Quebec Bill 59 and its implications for freedom of speech, seemingly something that the new government will be sympathetic to that bill. Give us a flavor of is that a correct assessment as you see it, and what, again, the implications may be.
Immigration is not an issue to that extent. What is really the problem is his promise to bring in 25,000 refugees before the end of this year, which means we could soon have cruise ships, airlines, Canadian military aircraft just going there and picking up whatever they can find, whoever they can find, and flying them into Canada. It's a huge task, but he last night said that, yes, he's going to do it. You have to understand he's not a very smart guy. His father was also equally anti-American as he is, but his father was a smart, educated person. Our Prime Minister Trudeau Jr. has never cleared any university. He's dropped out from engineering, dropped out from business administration, never ever held a 9-to-5 job, and he went straight as a pretty boy who's won boxing matches and does wrestling and dancing and is more of a sex symbol and is now the Prime Minister.
Let me ask you about this, because one aspect of this, Turk, that is particularly troubling, I mean, the background of this individual is troubling enough, but one of the things that our Federal Bureau of Investigations, the FBI, has now said on several different occasions, including its director just this week, is that we have no way of vetting those in Syria who might be considered refugees and brought to this country. Our president has committed to bringing large numbers of them as well, as you know. Is that a concern in Canada? And if not, why not?
I think most North Americans are essentially very decent people. They have no clue of the deceptive nature of the Islamist. This is not bringing people in from Congo. You can imagine millions have died there. Nobody ever asks for flying in those folks. These are people who, even in their worst state, are wearing state-of-the-art hijabs and designer jeans. Well, you must have seen all these refugees who are paying enormous amounts of money to people smugglers. We are not talking of the North African boat people coming into Italy. We are talking about Syrian.
Tariq Fattah, this is a subject for a much longer conversation. We're hard out of time at the moment, but thank you for your insights today, and let's do this again soon. In the meantime, keep up your very important work, among other places, at the Muslim Canadian Congress and the Toronto Sun. I hope the rest of you will join us again Monday, same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Afton. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.